your regular comers and experienced meditators. And some of you are newcomers, because I see some unfamiliar faces. So today another lady, she said she used to come here, but haven't been here for quite a while. Today is another day for beginners. Today I would like to talk about something very, very simple. Nothing could be as simple as that. I want to get to the simplest, as simplest as possible. How simple meditation could be. Last week, we practice anapana and then relaxation of the body, sensation, mindfulness of the sensation of the body. This is what I learned from the very beginning. My first meditation practice begins in that way. So I still do that, because basic is very important. Whatever you learn to do, the basic is very important. Like say, for example, somebody talk about Tai Chi the other day. When you practice Tai Chi, you do the same movement again and again until you can do it without thinking about it. In the beginning, you have to think about it. Do it properly, very carefully. But after a while, it becomes so natural that your body and mind together move in that movement. That doesn't mean that you become absent-minded. The whole body and mind together doing something without thinking about it. So some of you who have read some of the teachings of the Buddha might have heard about Mahalujapota. Have you heard about Mahalujapota? Yes, you've heard about him. There's a slightly different way of pronouncing that name, maybe even slightly different than spelling too. Some call that Mahalujapota. But in another book I found, it is called Mahalujapota. And Buddha gave a very, very simple meditation instruction to this person. He was a bhikkhu. And I'll leave the story, because the story is not very important. The basic instruction is, Buddha said, Dite Dita Matang Awaitati. That's in Pali. Dite Dita Matang. Dite means in seeing or while seeing. It can mean both. So in seeing, Dita Matang, just seeing. The most simple. And Awaitati means it would be. This is giving instruction. So when you practice this, when you see, it's just seeing. Which means that you are not thinking about it, you just see it. You don't give it any name, no judgment, no description, no name. You don't think about it, but just seeing. So when you just see, it means that you don't even think about I am seeing. There's just seeing, which is a process, a natural phenomenon happening. You don't even think that I am seeing. Because if you think I am seeing, then there's an I, there's another seeing. The two are different. So in this instruction, it means that in seeing, there's only seeing. There's only this process which is called seeing, nothing more. Nothing can be more simple than that. In our daily life, we make things very complicated, and we have to. Otherwise, we can't go about doing things. Like say, for example, when we see somebody, we need to know who this person is. And I've seen him before, I knew something about him, and we have talked about many things and we remember that. So things are very complicated. And when we go down the road, we see so many things, we see shops, cars, people. We need to know, to give them names, to understand how they work. Otherwise, we can't go about doing our function in the world. But in meditation, we should let go of all that. It's a different thing. We can't meditate with the same attitude and in the same way that we go about doing other things. So when we meditate, we become very simple. So one person in America said that, because this word simple can mean so many things, so he made it very clear. He said, we become simple, but we don't become simpleton. Because simpleton means stupid. So although we become simple, we don't become stupid, we become wiser. And in this, simplicity is wisdom. As you do it, you'll find that out. So today I will do this guided meditation. And I've been trained as an engineer, and this person here sitting is one of our teachers. So when I was studying engineering, when the teachers taught me theories, I read them and I couldn't understand because I studied electrical engineering. It's very complicated, not like any other subject. Because electrical is something like abstract. You cannot see electricity. You see the past, but you don't know what's happening inside. So whenever I want to understand something, I have to get the things put together and then see how it affects, measure the properties, the qualities. And after I do that, then I understand. So meditation is like that. You can't just study meditation theoretically. As soon as you learn something, put that into practice. And after practicing it, then you understand. So the next step is, Buddha said, in hearing, sute or sute, sutta matta loitati. In hearing, just hearing. Which means that you don't even think about what you hear, whether it's a car, whether it's a person, whether it's a dog, doesn't matter, you don't think about that. In hearing, there's just hearing. Very simple. Nothing can be more simple. You cannot make it more simple anymore. And also, so dhyana and tuta, two things, and mutta. Mute, muta, mata, boitati. And this muta, the word, has many meanings. It means coming in contact, actually. So smelling, tasting, and also bodily sensations, heat, cold, pain, relaxation, tension. So all that is meant in one word, muta. So mute, muta, mata. And this word matta means nothing more. Just sensation, nothing more. You don't think about it. You don't call it a name. You don't even think, oh, this is pain. You don't even think, this feels nice. You're just with it. No thought at all. Not even noting. Even noting is something more complicated. Because for example, when you hear something and you try to say, oh, this is the dog barking. To understand or to come to this conclusion, you need a very complicated process in the mind. First, you hear the sound and you recall from the past similar sound you heard. You put the two together and then the mind, it works very fast, a computer. The mind recognizes that this is the same as that. And then you recall what that was called in the past. And you remember that, okay, that was called a dog barking in the past. And you bring that past name to the present and say, therefore, this sound is a dog barking. So you go through four processes, four steps to get to that. So in this meditation, dhyana dhyana madha, dhyana dhyana madha, mutta mutta madha means you stop at the first step. No more. No going to the next three steps. So even to name something, you go through many, many steps. Like say, when you hear one word, if the sound is one syllable, you go through four steps. But if the sound has two syllables, which means two sounds, you go through more than four, maybe six, sometimes maybe eight steps. And if the word is more than two, three, four, five syllables, you have to go through many, many, many steps to get to the conclusion. So the mind works very fast, very hard. So in this meditation practice, you stop all that process. You stay with the first step. That's it. But it's not that easy to do that because we have a habit of going through the whole process. But if you practice it, you'll find that it's not that difficult either. Not easy, but it's not that difficult. You can get used to doing that. And as much as you learn to do that, you'll find that you become more and more peaceful. Because peacefulness and simplicity, they go together. If you really want to be peaceful, be very simple. So, in all human activities, this meditation practice is the most simple. It is just the act of being. When you see, there's just seeing. When you hear, there's just hearing. When you feel any sensation in the body, it is just sensation. Not even I experiencing that. Not that even. The I experiencing that is something becoming very complicated. So, of all human activity, of both body and mind, this is the simplest. The act of just being in all its simplicity and naturalness with nothing added at all. And that is the most important point. Nothing added at all. We always add something into what we experience. So it is simple being, experience of simple being, experience of simple process. So in practicing this meditation, do not expect anything to happen. That is also another important thing. Especially those people who have been meditating for quite a long time and who had some good experiences before, whenever they meditate again, they always want to get to that state as quick as possible. They expect that. Oh, I have been to that very peaceful state before. Now I'm going to sit and I'll get there as quick as possible. The harder you try, the harder it becomes. So don't expect anything. Don't try. So this is another paradox. Don't try. If you try, you will not get there. If you really give up and not try to do anything at all, you'll find that you're there. This is a paradox. So be as simple as possible. Nothing added. So as usual, we will sit and in a position which is as easy as possible, as comfortable as possible. You can put your legs any way you like. And this is usually the thing is to be balanced and to be at ease. If you can sit full lotus, that's also okay. So I've showed last week how I can sit full lotus. But I don't try to do that anymore. It's quite simple. Anything you can practice and it becomes easier and easier. For example, to sit full lotus if you like to, it is as simple as this. Nothing to do. It goes on like this. And you can sit balanced. So the most important thing is to be balanced and to be at ease. Doesn't matter how you sit. But most people find it sitting like this very comfortable and also balanced. So you can put your hands like this in your lap or like this on your knees. This is also very balanced. In fact, it keeps your back straight. It supports your shoulders. But don't press it. Don't press it on your knees. Just put it down very lightly. Just leave it there. Like that. And then we'll begin our basic meditation, breathing. Breathing very naturally and deeply, feeling the air coming in and feeling the air going out. Not thinking, not noting even, because we want to be as simple as possible. Just feeling it coming in and feeling it going out. So, as I give you the instructions slowly, I'll do the same. So please do it together. We will go together. So, sit very relaxed, balanced. Keep your back straight, but not very tense. Breathe in very naturally and deeply, without effort. Feel the air coming in. Feel the sensation, the air gently touching near the nostril as it comes in. It's cooler. And when it goes out, gently touching there, slightly warmer. And feel the difference. And it is very important to feel the difference. So let's do that for a few minutes. Breathing in, breathing out, without effort. You hear noise? It's okay. Don't take any notice, you just hear it. It's just something happening there. Don't think about it. Naturally, thoughts will come. You know that there are thoughts coming and going. Let them come, let them go. Just feel the breath. And now, pay attention to the sensations all over the body, but we'll begin from our forehead. Feel your forehead. Naturally, it is slightly tense. The muscles in your forehead and the muscles in your jaws and your neck muscles, the three of them are called tense triad because they are tense most of the time. So feel the tension in your forehead and let go. Awareness of tension And awareness of relaxation is buddhi mudha matta. You are feeling something, and there's just this feeling, nothing more. Not thinking about it, just feeling it. Feeling the forehead becoming relaxed, becoming smooth. Now, pay attention to your eyes. Feel the tension around your eyes and also in your eyelids. Do it one at a time. First, right eye. Feel the right eye becoming relaxed. Just let go. And now your left eye, feel the tension around your eyes and feel the tension in your eyelids, and slowly let go. See what happens. Stay there for a while. As your eyes become relaxed, they'll open slightly because it's very natural for the eyes to open a small slit, but really relaxed. Just like a baby asleep with the eyes slightly open. You need a lot of effort to keep it shut. So let go of that effort. Let your eyes open slightly without effort. Let's move to the jaw muscles, talking and munching all day. They must be very tired. So loose your jaw muscles. Make it loose, let it go. Drop your jaw. If you really let it drop, your lips will become very soft and will open slightly or maybe barely touching. And also your lips will go. that will become very soft. Just imagine a baby sleeping, a very young baby sleeping blissfully, and the face so soft and gentle and relaxed. Feel the whole face very, very relaxed. And now feel your throat. Pay attention to your throat region. And your tongue also. And let everything go. This word let go is very important. Don't hold anything in position. As much as possible, just let go. Pay attention to your neck. There are very big muscles in your neck. And we use these muscles all day to look up and down, to turn left and right. So if you want to, move your head a little bit and feel the sensation in your neck. Move very slowly and find a position which is more comfortable. Move very slowly. As you move, feel the sensation in your neck. Breathe naturally. Don't hold your breath. Breathe without effort. Feel your whole face, your throat and neck very relaxed. Now let's go to the right shoulder. Right shoulder. If you want to, move your shoulder slightly and see how you feel. We are getting in touch with our body, actually. Bodily sensations, which is called mota, right shoulder. Do you feel any tightness there? If you feel tightness there, be with it. And then slowly drop your shoulder. But don't try hard. Just let it go. As much as possible, just let it go. Now very gently move down to your arms. And then feel anything, any kind of sensation, tightness and stress. And slowly let go. The muscles in the back of your arms, the muscles in the front of your arms. Let your mind go into the muscles. Relax. Very patiently, very gently, relax. Move over down to the place between your elbow and your hands. If you like to, move your hand to a new position which you find more comfortable. As relaxed as possible. Find a position where you feel more relaxed. So, feel the sensations between your elbow and your hand. Becoming more and more relaxed. Now, you move forward to your right hand. To your right hand. And this is the most important part of the body. Actually, face and hands are most important. Feel the sensations, any tension there, and then let go, but do it one finger at a time. It is more important, that's why you need to do it in detail. So first, feel your thumb, very big muscle there, thumb muscle. If you want to move it, find a more comfortable position. Then slowly to your index finger, just let go. Don't try to keep it in a position, just let it go. Now to middle finger, very patiently, very gently, keep your mind there, and feel it becoming more and more relaxed, becoming more and more relaxed, then move over to another finger, your ring finger. If you feel any tension there, move it a little bit, find a position which is more comfortable. And now you come to the most important finger in your hand, which is the little finger. Put your awareness in your little finger and the muscles that you use when you move your little finger. Feel it becoming more and more relaxed. You'll find that your hand is full of energy. Feel that energy there. It feels like a kind of wave. Feel your hand, the whole hand, very relaxed. Feel the relaxation. And then we come to the left shoulder. Very big muscle there. We use it all day. Whenever we become anxious, that shoulder muscle becomes tense. So feel the sensation, the tension in your shoulder muscle. Left shoulder, drop it. Just let it go. Don't think about it, feel it. Now slowly move down to your arms, to your left arm between your shoulder and your elbow. And feel the sensation of tension in the muscles. As you pay attention, it becomes more and more relaxed. Slowly move down to the muscles between elbow and hand, between your left elbow and your left hand. Move your fingers slightly if you want to, just to feel the sensations in that area. Slightly feel the tension, feel the sensation there. If you let go, you feel the muscles become more and more relaxed. Now we move down to the left hand. As you yield the thumb, feel it becoming more and more relaxed. Index finger, more relaxed. Middle finger, ring finger, and then little finger. Hold your arm very lightly resting. Very lightly resting. Not pressing anything. Hold your shoulders very soft and relaxed. Your neck, your throat, your face very relaxed and soft. Now turn your attention to your heart region. When you become angry or upset or anxious, that heart region becomes very tense. You breathe in and out without effort. And see if you can see any tension there. As you feel the tension becomes less and less. You become more and more relaxed. Feel your heart region becoming relaxed. and the relaxation spread all over your chest. You're becoming more and more relaxed now. Now to your shoulder and the back. Slowly move down your back. Feel the sensations. Find the most comfortable position. Relax your back. Slowly move down to the muscles on which you are sitting. Slowly move down to your right leg, your right leg. Between your knee and your buttock, if it's too tense, slightly move your legs to find a position which is very relaxed. Slowly move, and then feel the sensation changing. As you move slowly, the tension becomes less and less. You feel more relaxed. So when you need to move, it is very important to move slowly and experience the changing sensation. We are not in a hurry doing anything. We are just being, feeling, experiencing. We are being with our body, our bodily sensations, tension and relaxation. No hurry. We are in a habit of in a hurry to do something, to get over, to get somewhere. So here, we are not trying to get anywhere. That's why I told you not to expect anything. Slowly move down your right leg to the region between your knee and your foot. If you feel anything there, stay with it. Any kind of tightness? And then slowly move down to your foot, right foot, down to your toes, all the toes, big toe, and then one after another, to the left leg, feel the sensation in the Thai muscles, we use it quite a lot all day. Feel any sensation, tightness, ache, pain, whatever it might be.